Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Nun Ches, Baba Kama 58b, pagination is 116. We'll start with a quote from the Mishnah, which can be found earlier in Maseches Baba Kama, Nun Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah states, Ketzad Mishalemes Masha Hizika. If a person's animal did damage, and he has to pay for the damage, how do you calculate the amount of the damage? Shamin beis sa'ah ba'osa sadeh. There's a certain size field that we look at. Kama haysa yafa v'kama hi yafa. How much would it have depreciated in value because of the damage that was done? So that, for example, if 1 carat was eaten by the animal, we don't charge the owner of the animal for that carat as if it was being sold in the supermarket. We calculate that carat as part of a certain size field, a base sa'ah, a certain amount that was known, and the amount that it depreciated is the amount that he has to pay. Because in its current form, it's still part of the field. It's growing in the field. And therefore, it's damaging the field. It's not a fully grown carrot in the supermarket. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Achla peris gemurim, if the fruit is indeed complete, mishalem es peris gemurim, then you would pay a completed product price. Im sa'a, whatever the size, whatever the weight, however it's calculated, that's what you would pay. So this concept that while the fruit is still in need of the ground and it's still growing, you don't pay the item in and of itself, but rather as part of a greater whole of a field, is the topic of our Gemara, top line, when the Mishnah says, how do you pay it? And you pay it based on a larger field. Minani mili, how do you know that? Amar Rav Masna da Amakra uvir b'stei acher. We're calculating it based on a complete field. Melamed sheshamim agav sada acher. How much would the field be worth with the produce that was destroyed? And how much is it now worth, now that the produce has been destroyed? What happens if a significant amount has been destroyed, such as a full sa'ah? The full amount that we called a field has actually been destroyed. So the Gemara addresses this about 12 lines down at the end of the line. Heichi shai minon, how do we do the calculation? Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina sa'ah b'shishim se'in. One sa'ah gets calculated within 60 other similar sizes of land, and we want to know a field of that size, how much would it have depreciated? Let's drop down to a story that appears on the last third of the page. Beginning of a line, Hahu Gavra. There was a person. The cuts kaspa, he cut down a palm tree, mechavre, that belonged to his friend. Also, lekameh deresh galusa, they came to the resh galusa, the exile arch, the leader of the generation, in Bavel, Babylonia, amale, and the resh galusa responded, ledidi chazili, I've seen that tree, utalasa talasa bikina havu, they're planted in groups of 3, favushava meyozuzi, and each group of 3 is worth 100 zuz. Zilhavle talasin utalasa vitilsa, go give him 33 1/3, because that's the damage that was done. There was objection made. Also, the kameder of Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, amale b'shishim. And he says, you calculate this one tree within 60 other similar trees, and the price is obviously much less. Amale Rava, Rava said, Im amru beniske mamono yamru beniske gufo. I understand your objection. We're aware that if something is still growing, you don't calculate in and of itself. You calculate it as part of a greater whole, such as one of 60. But that's all true if your animal did damage. So we're lenient on you in that way. But if a person went and chopped down a tree, slam him with the law. And the law ought to be the method of calculation that is far higher. And this becomes a debate in the Gemara, how exactly to handle the calculation of this purposefully destroyed palm tree, damage done by a person. Let's skip to the last line on the facing page. The Reish Galusa is indeed right. He made a calculation of intrinsic value of this particular tree. He said, if the group of three is worth 100, that it's 33 and a third. He was quite bold in his calculation, and he didn't diminish it based on 60. We paskin like that. Bedikla parsa'a. If it's the certain type of palm tree that yields fruit in an abundant, blessful way. And therefore, it's unusual, it has a name of its own, and it gets calculated on its own. But if it's a regular palm tree, it would get calculated in the more lenient method. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Tzadi Dalid, Sif Dalid, we indeed find that fruit that still needs the ground is calculated as one of 60, and the damage, if you look at the damage on its own, looks very significant, but as part of 60, it's not going to be quite as dramatic. Afilu kelach echod, even if there's one product, shamano sabashishim, you calculate it as if it was 60, and it's worth, the damage is valued as much less. However, sifhei, ochla peres gemurim, if finished product was eaten, she'enam tzrichim lekarka, it no longer needs the land to be nurtured. Mishalim de meperos gemurim b'shavyehem, you would have to pay the value of the fruit intrinsically according to its value. Im sa'ah de me sa'ah, if it's a sa'ah worth of peros, that amount, then you would have to pay that amount. And in sif vav, the upshot of the story that we had, Haresha achla peros dekel echod, the fruit of a specific tree, v'chena kotzeitz peros dekel chaveru, and the same thing if a person cuts down the fruit of his friend's tree, v'achlan, and he ate it. So there's a distinction that's made in how we do the calculation. Imaya deko romi, if it was what's apparently a more normal type of palm tree. Sheina tamarim shelo yafos, they're not uniquely good fruit. Misharim osa b'shishim, then we calculate it based on 60 of the land. Vim dekel parsi, but if it is this unique tree, referred to as the dekel parsi, the Persian palm tree, shatamarim shalo yafos biyoser, that the fruit is uniquely good, then it's misharim hadeka b'fnei atzmo, you calculate this tree on its own, as the Reish Galusa ruled, kama haya shave v'kama hi shave ata, how much was it worth, and how much is it worth now? Keep in mind that whenever we do calculations on a damaged item, there are lots of considerations. For example, if someone were to break something in a store, so the range of responsibility can be quite diverse. you will have certain stores where if you ask them at customer service, how much do I owe you? They may actually say nothing. It was an innocent mistake. We'll call maintenance. We'll clean it up. They want people to be comfortable shopping there. Sometimes that's true in very big chain stores, and they have such a policy. Other places, you may have seen, they have a sign up, certain arts and crafts stores. They might say, if you break something, we will offer you a deal at 50% of the list price. They want people to be careful. They don't want to take a loss, but they're willing to strike a deal so that people should be happy. The other extreme, though, is straightforward halacha with damages, in which case the item gets calculated according to its value. And while the customer who accidentally broke it might want to claim that you should give it to me at the wholesale price, give it to me at the price you paid. But in reality, we're looking at the product not by what he paid for it. We're looking at it by what is its value. And its value would be based on considerations of the open market. What indeed is this product worth? And the pricing to pay for damages would be based on that. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.